Blog Talk Radio.
Hopefully this works. Welcome to Matt and Scott's excellent podcast. I am Mr. Scotty Doesn't Know Scott, and I'm here with the hottest free agent in all of podcasting, Mr. Matt Sayer. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great, man. You ready to do this?
No, not really. But we're going to do it. Hey, winging it is what we do, and that's what we're, at least that's what I'm going to try to do. So we got a pretty good show, at least in our heads, lined up for you. We're going to talk The Office versus Parks and Rec. Who we think is better, which, you know, I think The Office is better.
Yeah, I'm leaning a little more towards Parks. I'm hoping they're maybe changing mind.
They're both great. But we're also going to go over like the Home Run Derby, and we got a little pop culture news that I guess we're going to try to cover, because apparently we're stuck with that label.
That's what people like, though.
It is true.
Well, even if they don't like it, it's what they want to hear about.
Yeah, maybe we could hit a home run with this. And segue with a home run. All right. I'll try to be funny.
Well, it does play with your comedy show also.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll try to put
Not only are we comedy, we're talking about comedy. Just right out the gate, I mean, the home run derby tonight, anybody right off the top of your head that you think will win it?
Since I'm a Cubs fan, I'm just going to be a homer and say Kyle Schwarber. I think, but honestly, I looked at the list, and he really has got a good shot at it.
He does have a good shot at it. He's on pace to hit another 30 home runs this year. What is he at, 18 now?
19.
Yep. Okay, Aguilar came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I was reading earlier today, he hasn't even started before May 1st. He didn't start consecutive games.
Really?
Not one time did he start consecutive games since May 1st. Now he's starting detective games. I'm going Rhys Hockins.
Okay.
I've always
he was the big deal last year, right? People were kind of saying there was just the rookie luck of it, and then he
kind of
shook the ball off.
Yeah, he kind of crept the bed a little bit. Yeah. So you got Rhys Hockins. Any dark horse? If I'm going to pick a dark horse, I'm going to go with Aguilar as the first one.
Okay. Dark Horse, I'll pick another cup and say Javi
Baez. I like Javi, as a Pirates fan, it's hard to like Javi Baez, but I like Javi Baez.
Yeah.
It's hard not to like him.
He's a swinger, he chilled out a little bit in games, but last year, man, he was swinging everything. It might transition to the home run derby, let's see, hopefully.
Maybe not. I mean, it's all about selecting the right pitches.
It is. I think Schwarber can turn on a ball pretty easy, though.
I don't mean to talk over you. I just have this feeling that Harper, being in his home park, is going to
be.
It seems like there's no really, other than Javi Baez and Bryce Harper, really no big names. Last year, Stan and Judge, and this year, neither of them are in it. I'm not even quite sure how they're doing.
Same team somehow.
Yankees money. I like the way the MLB does the All-Star game. The winner gets home field advantage in the World Series. So, one has meaning.
Is this a new rule? I saw it about the Home Run Derby. If they hit it a certain amount of feet, I think 430 plus, two times in a row or something, they get an extra 30 seconds?
Oh, see, I had no idea. I didn't know that was a new rule. I haven't seen any of the new rules. It's usually one of the things I look forward to watching, just like in the NBA, the three-point shootout and the slam dunk contest. I love watching those. But I haven't really looked much into this one. I want to say that you're probably right, because that sounds like something like from a video game.
Baseball's pretty good, though. At least they have some incentive towards it, All-Star game. That is, I like the NBA, the way they do it, because they make it fun.
Right. No defense.
Yeah, the NFL's just...
I don't even know why they do it, because you got like half of the All-Stars that make it don't even want to play in it.
And if you're that good, if you're in the Super Bowl, you're not playing in it.
Yeah, because it's the week out of them.
Yeah.
it used to be the Pro Bowl was after the Super Bowl, so guys that played in the Super Bowl would play.
I think it would be.
Makes sense, but you got like MLB and NHL, it's like mid-season, even NBA's mid-season, the NFL,
yeah.
I think, is the only one that's post-season.
Yeah. It would make more sense in the NFL, too, to take a break mid-season, since like contact sport.
Yeah, you would
you
think.
Know?
Like, they hit each other just as much as hockey players do.
Yeah.
You would think that they would take a break.
And usually by week 8 or so, half the roster's hurt.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's a fun sport to watch, though.
I can't wait. It's like, I saw it was like 52 days.
Yeah, I was going to say it's 52 days until the Eagles opener in, against Atlanta.
That's nice.
On Thursday night.
Is it a Thursday night?
Yeah, Thursday night football. The day that nobody likes to watch football.
There's just a change up Thursday night football this year.
Are they?
I can't remember how.
I think they're moving to Fox, right?
Is that gonna make it?
At least they're not going to be on a channel you have to subscribe to, just so anybody can get over the air football.
I never watched the NFL Network anyway.
Yeah. I ain't paying the extra $9.99 for it.
No.
I pay enough. You don't need the extra $9.99. NBA free agency has been in full swing. Your guys got
The big one.
I don't even like to say it because I really, like, it's not that I'm a LeBron James fan, because I'm not, you know that.
Yeah.
But LeBron and Philly would have completed the process, and they could have dominated the East for years.
I think if he went to Philly, I think they really would have been in the championship.
Yeah, easily.
I don't think nobody would have stopped him, especially if Embiid was healthy the whole time. In L.A., though, it's just going to be a playoff team.
I think you and I discussed this. I thought it was funny that he got rid of that entire roster.
Yeah.
And then comes back over.
Yeah. And then the Cleveland just signed Channing Frye again. See that? They swapped Clarkson and Nance for LeBron. This is the way it ended up.
This is what it seems like, yeah.
But, I'll take that. That's a trade.
I don't necessarily, I think for him, competition wise, it'll help the haters.
Yeah.
Because they're like, he just wants to stay in the East because it's easy. At least now he's in the West where it's more competitive. And I think the NBA are considering that new playoff format.
I would prefer that, honestly.
Yeah.
I would prefer it with the NFL if it did it differently, too, because the NFL's, like, I know if you're, you can be a winning team. We have a winning record in the NFL, not make the playoffs, but a team that wins their division at like 7-9, I think Seattle.
Yeah, Seattle did it like a few years ago against New Orleans.
And they made it into the playoffs.
Got the home field advantage to it, 7-9.
Yeah, they actually did win a game or two, I think.
They won one. Remember I think it was they call it the earthquake run, or they call it the seismic wave.
Right. Back to LeBron, though. I feel like he went to L.A. more for his career outside of basketball than he did for his basketball career. I think he went for his family one, because I know his kids can play in L.A. And I think that movie-wise, you know what I mean? Like the big
right, he's got Space Jam 2.
Yeah, and I saw something else he was going to be in.
Yeah, he's writing a movie.
He's coming towards the end of his career. He's still good, obviously. But,
yeah, he's playing at a rate that not even guys half his age were playing.
No, it's amazing to be, when he turns 34.
34, yeah, he's turned 34.
Still at the top of his game somehow.
I think Jordan retired twice before 34.
If he hadn't, though, just say.
Oh, that's like Barry Sanders. What if he didn't retire?
I know. It's his 50th birthday.
Yeah.
That's all that. Yeah. I'm like, damn.
See how brought Barry Sanders
did. Yeah. I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
He's my favorite NFL player of all time.
Emmitt Smith was great, but I feel like if Barry Sanders didn't retire at the age of, was it 31?
He had to be early 30s.
I was going to say, if he hadn't retired so early, Emmitt Smith still would have been chasing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, nobody would have caught that.
Yeah.
I don't think. Especially nowadays, running backs are 2 or 3 years, and DeMarco Murray just retired.
Yeah, I saw that.
He's 30 years old. I mean.
Is he only 30?
He's only 30. I mean, he's out of the league already. I'm
trying to adjust his headset.
Dude, I put mine around my neck a minute ago.
Yeah.
I don't know how this would work, but actually.
I mean, because we don't have any callers, so. I don't know. I got to figure something out. I wanted the microphone, but wait.
I can hear pretty well.
Huh?
We'll try it like this. I can hear pretty well.
Yeah, I was going to say, because all you have to do is hear each other. So.
Yeah, I'm still talking directly into the mic.
Yeah, so you got the setup. I got a big old head and a big old neck, so it doesn't really.
We're not on video yet. You guys can't see us quite yet.
Yeah, we're gonna have a YouTube channel eventually.
Hopefully, we won't look as goofy as we look right now.
Yeah, I might dress the part the next time. You know, especially if we're gonna be on video.
Maybe.
Got a sweet setup in my mom's basement though.
Yeah.
And she's making meatloaf for us.
Yes.
No, but it is a nice setup. I mean, can't ask for anything more. Other than an actual studio.
And you got a quiet room.
Exactly. What else can you ask for? I don't really want to keep talking about sports because we try to.
We don't have to.
Because, I mean, it's not that I think we talk sports all day, but we try to break away from the sports because we feel like it's played out. So.
It is a little bit. Like, we've both done which sports.
Yeah, you did a sports one. I'm doing a wrestling one, which you could catch us on Thursdays if Chandler doesn't keep deleting them. But
catch them right on Thursday.
Yeah, you gotta listen Thursday, otherwise you're not gonna hear it. It's fun though. I love doing this. I've been trying to get you forever, and you were busy, and I didn't want to take you away, and then. I think I lured you in with Taco Bell that I forgot.
Oh, yeah. That's
I totally forgot
about it.
I'm not quite sure exactly what I was supposed to get you, but I know I forgot Taco Bell.
We can segue from Taco Bell into the Parks and Rec thing with our Chris Pratt diet.
I think that'd be a cool little, what do they call them, social experiment.
Yeah.
If we could try to video each other, like ourselves, you know, week one, week two. Week three, it's a 6-month process that he did to get in shape for Guardians of the Galaxy. And it's,
is he building mass? Is this what this is? Like, okay, because like, I didn't really look over it too well. I know you said you got to cut out beer.
Yeah, beer. So, yeah.
Which I'm not a huge drinker, but I do every once in a while enjoy a few.
Well, I had drank a little too much yesterday. Okay. So my brother was on his way, and I said, I want a 6-pack. So he gave me a 6-pack so I could just finish off the night, go to sleep really well. I start this diet. He brings me a 10-pack. That's a new. I've never even seen it. A 10-pack of 24-ounce cans.
Okay.
So I got to finish those. We're going to be sitting in there for 6 months just looking at me. I got to get rid of them. I know Chandler and Mark like to drink. Get rid of them. But it's at first I think the first half. No, it goes in thirds. So the first third of it, along with the diet, you're bodybuilding.
Okay.
And then the second week, you're doing half bodybuild, half cardio. And then the third section of it, you're doing straight cardio where you're just building your stamina up.
Okay.
So I think that'll...
I'm good on the cardio part.
Yeah,
I
walk
that
all day.
Every single day. Yeah.
Me not so much. I'm in the kitchen, so I don't know.
I'm up and down the steps. I walk. I got one of the things, one of the wrist things to monitor how much. I walk between 5 and 6 miles a day.
God.
So the cardio thing, I can go for a while, but I'm wasting away over here. I'm down to like 155 pounds.
Yeah, I'm gonna see you look tiny.
Yeah,
I think I'm catching everything that you're dropping, man. Because I'm up to 278, which is the heaviest I've ever been.
Is that really?
Yeah.
You actually don't look bad.
Well, I appreciate that, but
honestly, that's
like when I look in the mirror, I see something that everybody else doesn't see apparently. So it's like body image issues, which. Like I was reading into that Chris Pratt, he was the same way. I mean, but he's 6'3".
Yeah.
But he was 300 pounds.
Yeah.
So we look kind of the same.
Much?
Yeah. His heavy. Yeah, if you'd have read it. Yeah. He got.
I don't want to scroll back that far.
Yeah. He jumped up all the way to 300 pounds during Parks and Rec.
He did get pretty big.
Yeah.
On the show, but like I never realized he was. But I guess they didn't realize how tall he was.
Yeah, I didn't because. I guess the staff that's around him, they just make him look really, like, they don't make him look that tall.
Right.
Apparently, everybody's pretty tall in that show.
So you can tell, though, whenever he starts doing the Guardians. Like,
Then he did another movie where he, I think it was Zero Dark Thirty.
Yeah, you
can see, I think it was like season 5, he got smaller.
Yeah.
And then in season 6, he plumped up again. And season 7,
all of a sudden, he was a beast.
Yeah.
He was always, it's kind of weird because he was always like kind of clumsy on the show.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's jacked up. And,
and they tried to like make him wear, like you can see he's wearing baggy clothes to try to make it not look like he's jacked. And then there was one episode, and I try not to get into it too fast because I kind of want to go over something that surprised me in the movie, in the box office this week.
Okay.
But there's something that he was doing his confession.
Yeah.
DeBron.
Yeah.
And he's wearing like a short sleeve, really baggy shirt, and I'm like, looks really tiny. And then that's when I realized that he was doing Guardians of the Galaxy training.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But the box office. Can you guess what the number one in the box office this week?
This week?
This week.
No idea.
Yeah, Hotel Transylvania 3.
Wow.
Beat Ant-Man.
Did it really?
Yeah, beat Ant-Man, the Wasp, and Skyscraper with the Rock. I would have guessed Skyscraper would have won first.
I might have guessed Ant-Man. But I don't know, man. Like, my five-year-old, they absolutely love Hotel Transylvania. So.
Yeah, I like the first one, I'm not going to lie. The second one, not so much.
Yeah, I don't pay that much attention to the second one. I did watch the first one.
It was
a pretty good movie.
It's kind of like Adam Sandler and sequels. They just don't make, like, Grown Ups 2 was horrendous.
Yeah.
The Grown Ups, the first one?
Yeah.
Like, one of, like, top 10 comedies.
That's even me. That's probably about where Sandler started to sell.
Grown Ups 2? Yeah, that's what I've been telling everybody. And Mark doesn't agree with me, but there's, like, a movie came out. It was, like, a Western called Ridiculous 6.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've never watched
it. I got 25 minutes into it.
That's the thing. Like, I have a hard time watching these movies now because I'm like, he's just doing it for money. Cause, and he's got the Netflix contract, right?
Yeah,
like,
so they're all...
So many movies or whatever. He's just putting out whatever he wants now. And there's another one coming out. I think it's David Spade. It might be Spade. It's basically like the one he did where he had the kid, Sandberg. It's basically like the same concept as that movie. But it's just with David Spade. I can't remember it now.
I actually enjoyed that movie, though.
I like
Sandberg, though.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah, I got a
great show.
I know it got canceled, but did it get brought back
on NBC.
Right.
So one of the other networks picked it up. But it's on TBS a lot. Well, it used to be on NBC anymore. But it's on Hulu.
That's Hulu.
I don't know why I tell you. You got a Fire Stick. You can just watch.
You can
watch anything.
I know. It's like with the Fire Stick, though. You got to, like, search for it and then find the episode, and then, like, it won't save. Like, if you like, fall asleep watching.
So it doesn't continue?
No.
Like, Netflix does?
Yeah.
Okay.
So then you got to go back, which it'll put them in order, but then you got to go back and you got to find a link, and then it's just,
I guess that would be nice, because that's my one complaint about Netflix is, like, when I fall asleep.
Worse.
Yeah, it plays three episodes, and I'm like, so I press play, and I'm like, when did Andy get skinny?
I'm rewatching The Office, so, like 20 minute episodes, so yeah, it'll play four or five of them.
Yeah.
So I'm like, wait, nope, I don't remember that.
I restarted Rules of Engagement.
Okay.
I love that show. David Spade. But it's funny because I love him in that show, but he kind of, I don't know how you can pass him off as the ladies' man.
Yeah, I never got that. Like, I would catch it, like, the reruns, I guess, or whatever, every once in a while. And, yeah, I never understood that.
He has that Frank Reynolds-esque to him. He just has to show that he's got money. And a Magnum condom.
The
Magnum condom. I had a segue that was intended with the Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and I don't know where I was going with it, but it would have been good. Just remember that.
Okay.
This is what I get for winging and not bringing my notes.
I thought you had a good intro, didn't you? Didn't you have something you were
going to use? Yeah, that was my intro. The hottest free agent in podcast.
Yeah, okay.
See?
I was making sure.
No, because you was a free agent, and then I tried to steal you and bribe you with...
It's been longer than I expected. I was out of work for 6 weeks.
Yeah, he was.
My former comrades just did their 6th episode.
Man. New podcast. Yeah, I haven't listened to any of them, but the Sunday Morning Smack Talk podcast is one of my favorites I listen to. It's usually every Monday I try to catch you guys. But
There's nothing too bad. It just depends. Like, they're kind of variety now, too, instead of sports. So
yeah, they kind of took away from it. It's one of my favorite episodes y'all did. It had involved MLB The Show, because I've always played that game. So I was like, I like this.
Like, I don't think I was even in that episode.
I don't think you were.
So I appreciate that.
No, my bad. Man, I really come through that door just digging holes, man.
No.
Actually, I think one is when we was on the way to Fast Lane in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah.
We was listening to your movie list, top 10 movies.
Sports movies, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't agree with a lot of them, but... How do you not have the replacement thing? I don't get
it. Oh, it's tough for me. But honestly, because like we're going to do a show soon about our top 10 superhero movies, right? So my big thing in that was rewatchability was the reasons I'm putting them high.
Okay,
and
I
then,
got
like,
you.
But I'm thinking back, though, the replacement is really watchable. So
yeah.
If I did a list again, it might fall in there somewhere. It would probably be towards the end of the top 10. But, yeah, I could watch it anytime I want to watch it.
Yeah, like off the top of my head, I don't think I can remember what I told you what I think was number one. I rewatched Remember the Titans the other day, and I forgot how good it was.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I got to redo my whole list, because I forgot how good that was. It wasn't even in my top 10.
Yeah, I can absolutely watch it.
But we are going to play a quick ad, because got to pay the bills somehow. And once we play this, once we come back, we're going to have our debate on Parks and Rec versus The Office.
Hey guys, this is Chris Chandler with the Wrestling Rage Podcast. And if you are running a pro wrestling event, MMA, boxing event, or just looking for some top-notch graphic design work done, then contact me at ChanManDesigns@ChanManDesigns.com for all your graphic needs. And receive 10% off your first order. That's at ChanManDesigns.com.
I try to tell you, that's not a bad ad.
That's really pretty good,
yeah. He's got that voice for radio.
He does. He did. Man, I think I told you about this. I heard him on 105, like 2 years ago. They had a wrestling promo off thing. And he was like the last two people on it. I don't think he won, but like he was one of the last two people. And I heard his promo, and I was like, why does that sound so familiar? I think I know that guy.
Yeah, he's been... Yeah, that's the hard thing about podcasting with him is it's really hard to get a word in.
He's got a dominating.
But I mean, yeah, but he's out there and he's outspoken, but he's really good at it. That's actually one ad that he did. Another one that I was really impressed with how well he does it. He's got that. Not only does he have the voice for radio, he's got the face for radio as well. But so right now, I guess we're going to start off with Office versus Parks and Rec.
Okay.
I didn't bring my notes. You're probably gonna hate me.
I've been rewatching The Office.
Right.
So that's fresh in my mind right now. I'm on season 7 of The Office, I think. So the very beginning of season 7, and it's just starting to tail off for me. Like it's starting to lose a little bit of its luster, I think. The one thing that I'll say is like The Office, when they add new people into the show, I don't think they worked as well as when Parks and Rec added new people in the show. Because I think the addition of Ben and Chris in Parks and Rec were huge for the show. And I don't think that anything The Office added kind of helped the show. Like whenever Saber Bottom, it was Bottom out, and then they brought in Kathy Bates. And from there on out, they brought in different managers above Michael and stuff. None of them kind of rub me the right way, I guess.
Okay, so to make this fair, you can't count the episodes where Michael Scott's not there. That's just not fair.
Okay.
But we have to. But we do got to admit the series finale of each one. Office is best.
You think so?
Yeah, Michael's return.
Yeah, I like that, but I really like the way Parks and Rec.
I did too. I'm not even gonna lie.
They showed what everybody did, and it just kind of left you okay with it. With it going off the air for me, it was like, especially Ron's part, where she gets him the job, and he's just the park ranger, and he's just free to go to the force. Yeah.
And then Andy and April and the baby. But I have to disagree with one thing you said about Office bringing in people, and it didn't really mesh well. I think it did until Michael left. Like, Kathy Bates and them, they had their role, and it was good, and then when
you're catching the same guy that I think I can't remember his name.
I cannot remember his name.
I think I know
he plays about. Charles Minor. That's his character's name.
Idris Elba.
I liked him. Yeah, and then Will Ferrell, he was funny in the three episodes.
Yeah, three episodes
that he was in. But that's like back towards Parks and Rec is when they brought in the guys from the other city.
Can't
think of this. I didn't like that.
Yeah.
Because I think the one guy that I can't stand, he has his own show on TBS, Billy on the Streets.
Is he the loud guy?
Yeah, he just runs and yells at people.
Yeah.
I cannot stand that guy. And I can't think of his name on the show.
Gosh, I can't do that.
But I like Ben and I like Chris.
Yeah.
I didn't like Rob Lowe until Parks and Rec.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't. I couldn't get him, but
oh, he's great. Though.
Yeah, he like that character was built for Rob Lowe, because if I had to imagine how Rob Lowe acted in real life, that's it.
I feel like that's what they do. Like, just go play yourself.
Yeah, just be above yourself. I feel like Michael Scott, just by hair, is better than Ron Swanson.
Oh, man.
By hair, just for comedic value, Ron Swanson like is me, personally.
Right.
Because I want meat. I don't want veggies. I hate government. Which, that's one thing I don't want
to
get into in the podcast, by the way.
Yeah,
you know,
we don't have to do that.
But
talk about what we hate.
Yeah, well, we do got conspiracy theories, but other than
that, we'll see what I
yeah. But I wouldn't. I don't think politics should be a part of the podcast. Cause,
everybody should be tired of politics. Right?
Yeah. Unless we got some Space Force memes, because those have been awesome.
We can talk Space Force.
Yeah, we can talk Space Force. Because,
we'll agree on that one.
Yeah, we will agree on that one. Because, and it's, I'm not going to talk politics. I'm not talking politics.
Okay, so you put Michael
just ahead of Ron. As the leading men.
Here's my thing. Like, there are times where, like, I think Michael is a lot funnier than Ron, but I don't think that he's consistently funny. I think there are times where he actually annoys me at times. like it's a little too much, especially early on, the first season or two, they kind of make him out to almost be hated.
Yeah.
Like, and until you start seeing his soft side, like, and then, you know, you kind of feel bad for him most of the show after that. Like, when it's...
Like, the first season was built right off the British version.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, I think...
Which I've never really watched.
I didn't either, but apparently it's almost like word for word.
Oh, really?
I mean, almost. I mean, they had the Jell-O, the stapler and the Jell-O and all
that.
And that segues into why I think Parks and Rec is just, it's not that I don't like the show, because I love the show, and I'm probably going to rewatch it once Rules of Engagement cycle through it. But the running gags, I feel like, are better on The Office than Parks and Rec. I do love the Jerry, Gary, Barry. I love the fact that they never get his name right until the last season.
Yeah.
They change it to his real name.
Yeah, I actually like him.
I did too.
Yeah, I would think that I wouldn't like him, but I did. I don't really like Tom.
I don't like Tom either.
I'm
not worried about it.
He's not really my cup of tea.
I think he was ruined. The character was ruined for me. Prior before I ever watched Parks and Rec was he was in a movie with Seth Rogen. He was a security guard. But Aziz, I can't remember his name either. But I don't want to disrespect him by not saying his name right. So he was a jewelry clerk, I believe, and he was just annoying in that. And so he was ruined before I even got to Parks and Rec.
That weird Seth Rogen movie where he's a mall cop.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, he's like a jewelry clerk.
Oh my gosh! Where they had the flasher in the movie. So
yeah.
I don't even remember him in the movie, but I watched that movie.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's him. If it's not him, I'm gonna feel awful. I'm like, I gotta rewatch Parks and Rec and give Tom another chance. But
I'm not an Andy Bernard fan. On The Office.
He
gets to me. I like him. Anything else he does, like, he's funny. He just, that character is not funny to me.
No, I don't like him.
It drives me crazy. I don't like
I'll give you that one.
Okay.
I'll give you Andy. All right, so we got Andy and Tom.
They cut each other out. Another thing, we can go character by character for a while.
Yeah, I guess we could.
Trying to do that. But, like, another thing is, like, the office is Jim and Pam. That's the whole story, really. So it's their love story. And, which I forgot, it takes 4 seasons for them to actually get together.
Yeah, 4.
That's like 80 episodes on that show. So it's like 25 episodes a season or something.
Yeah, except for the first one. Yeah, I think it was like 7 episodes, but the rest of them.
Yeah, like 25 episodes.
Yeah.
So that's a long time.
Like, that's actually why I started watching it, because I was in that car wreck.
Yeah.
And so I was out for, I was supposed to be out for 2 weeks. I was only out for a week. I couldn't stand sitting around. But I was like, I got to find a show that has a lot of episodes. And I started watching The Office. I was like, what was I missing when this show was on?
Exactly.
And then the same thing with Parks and Rec, because I think you were the one that suggested it to me.
Yeah.
And then I saw this. And then you sent me a clip of Ron, and I forget.
Oh,
what,
yeah.
I think it was about the give me all the bacon and eggs you have.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I gotta watch. And I think that was like season 5 when he says that. Or...
Yeah, he's like, that's the family.
He's like, I know what I'm about. Like, yeah. Yeah, Ron is like the man's man, where Michael is not.
Right.
He thinks he's a man's man.
I would love a crossover. That'd be so funny.
They're NBC.
They are.
They should be able to. I mean, how far is Scranton from?
Indiana?
Yeah, Pawnee. I knew it started with a T. I almost said Putzville for some reason. I was like, that sounds like an Indiana town. No, I'm disrespecting
yeah,
Indiana, really.
Yeah. Jeez. That's coming off so well right now.
No, I'm digging holes left and right.
But, like, okay, so their love story concludes at the fourth season, and they don't really have, because there's a lot of drama before it, but they don't have any drama after that. They basically are just happy, and they have kids.
Well, when Jim moved to Philadelphia, they had the drama.
I'm not there yet, and I couldn't remember how bad it gets between them. I don't ever think it gets too serious.
It gets to the point that I think Jim cries. So when a man cries, you know
yeah,
it's serious.
That's
so.
True. I mean, yeah,
except me, because I cry when I watch Rudy. So.
But see, Rudy didn't make my top 10
list. Now I'm going to cry again.
It actually made none of our top 10 lists on that show, though.
No, it wouldn't have made top 10 on my list. But I do like it.
I know.
But it's like you, it's like rewatchability. I don't think
yeah,
I can go back and watch
it. I've only seen it like twice. In my whole life.
Three times, I think.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I just I
yeah,
felt like
as you were
the,
saying,
after the Pam thing, after Pam and Jim left to get together, I don't know. I kind of felt like, well, that's it. Like they got together, they just have kids. It's, the show's still funny to me, but there's
right.
not a real point in what's happening to me.
Yeah, I think they tried to build Andy and
The new girl or whatever they're going to talk about.
No, I was thinking Angela.
Angela.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they tried to build that up the same kind of drama because you still had Dwight in there.
Yeah.
And I don't think it worked as well. And I think it's because of Andy.
Yeah, it's the thing.
He could have been off the show and I never would have missed him.
He gets a lot of, like, one, like, alone time on the show where they try to focus on him and he just can't carry it.
No.
The character can. I don't think it's not Ed Helms, but the character is stuff.
Yeah, it's definitely Ed Helms because he was awesome in The Hangover. And it's funny because I used to not like The Hangover, but the more I watch it, I appreciate it.
You weren't a fan of it at first?
Same thing with Step Brothers. I didn't like it.
Really?
I know. It's crazy, but...
I saw it in theaters. I laughed so hard at that movie.
I think the last movie I saw in theaters that I laughed so hard at was Deadpool.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
oh, you're missing out.
I'm feeling terrible right now. Talladega Nights, though, got me with those two. That was before Step Brothers.
Yeah.
And, like, I liked it so much that I was like, Step Brothers has to be fun, right? And I was, like, came into it, like, half. Laughing already.
Yeah, like I put it on a pedestal that
yeah.
I think and I think
well,
that's why.
Yeah, that could be the case.
So but kind of but yeah, back to Andy, especially at the last season before they made Dwight the manager when they had Andy as the manager.
Oh yeah.
And then he disappeared and he comes back and he's an asshole.
Yeah.
A hole.
Yeah.
And that ruined it for me.
Yeah.
I was like, and I didn't like the British talking woman. I didn't like her at all. But that kind of goes with the same point you were saying about.
I forgot about her.
Yeah.
She's going to come in there.
Adding the same concept in of bringing people in that didn't mesh well.
Yeah.
But some did. Like, I think Karen, she meshed well.
Yeah.
But I think she signed on with Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
And that's why they kind of kicked her off the show.
Yeah.
But she was awesome in Parks and Rec.
So. She was good in both. Yeah. So, I mean, kudos to her.
I can't think of one time that I didn't like her in either show.
Yeah, no,
she was awesome.
She was perfect in both. I like her and Andy together actually in Parks and Rec.
It's funny you sent me a clip of Andy and April together.
Yeah.
So I just assumed that they were together throughout the.
Oh, yeah.
So when I started season one and Andy's in the house with what's her name?
Karen.
Is it Karen in both shows?
No. Ann.
Yeah. When he's in, and Ann comes up and she gives him a kiss on the head, I'm like, wait, I've been had. Like, Andy and April aren't together.
So many clips I wanted to show you and not try to give away stuff, but it's kind of hard.
Yeah, it is. That's what she said.
No.
Oh, see, that's another thing that the office did better, right?
Yep.
So.
It's got me doing that again. I pulled one.
Yeah, I do it all
started.
The time.
And, like, I had just gotten over it, I think, last time that I watched the show and doing it all the time.
I've had a couple parenting fails recently. You know about the big one that I posted on Facebook. I'm not going to embarrass myself on a podcast, but there was... My daughter was listening. She was watching a show on my phone as I'm driving, and I hear this woman, and she's like, it's so hard and so big, and they're talking about a boat.
Okay.
And So when she said it, I went, that's what she said. And I chuckled. And I was like, oh, I can't do that. It's a child. I don't.
It comes out sometimes.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
That's one of my favorite episodes of The Office, actually. It's the one where they have to sit down with Michael about things he can or can't do in the office. And he comes out and Jim's coaching him into saying it again. So.
And they go right back in the office. I think, okay. I know they say you can't rank. If you got a favorite show, you can't rank the episodes.
Right.
I can't rank all the episodes, but I can tell you what my favorite episode of The Office is.
Okay.
And it's the fire drill episode.
Is that your favorite?
Oh, I don't know why, but it just... Actually, I do know why. It's hilarious. And then Stanley's heart attack. And then there was a scene that was cut from the show.
Okay.
I don't know if I've ever sent it to you. It's where Michael buys a portable defibrillator.
Oh,
I'm going to send you that because I don't know why they didn't make the show. It was a deleted scene, but it would have perfectly fit into that episode. I'm going to send it to you. You're going to love it. I promise. But do you have a favorite episode of The Parks? Well, what's your favorite episode of The Office?
See, that's what I'm thinking. Like, I don't know if I have a favorite episode. It's hard. There's how many episodes is there in that show? At least 200.
God, I could say that.
There's 9 seasons.
There's 9 seasons.
Episodes.
I want to say. What was your first guess?
200.
It's 201.
Whew.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
That's pretty good. 200 episodes. It's hard to pick a favorite one.
Yeah. It's. Like I said, it's hard to rank all the episodes, but if I had to pick one, like if you had a gun in my head, what's your favorite episode of The Office? The fire drill. That's easily. Fire. And the same thing with Parks and Rec. It would be the snake juice episode.
Really?
I don't know.
I'm not a huge fan of that. The whole
really?
Thing, but it's a tough thing. So I'm just
yeah.
Like, yeah. I'm super into
it. It's just, I think it was the end scene with all of them, like the compilation. I don't know if I say that right.
I just say compilation.
Yeah,
that's right
that sounds better than compilation of them all. Yeah, like at the end when Ron's dancing with the little hat on,
oh,
and Andy's
yeah.
singing it is what's his name? The cop. He's got his FBI shirt on, his FBI jacket on, and then he's singing in that,
yeah.
And April's doing her thing. She's got a stupid hat on. And I think the hat that she has on is the one that Ron has on. But that episode just gets to me, and I like the pie in the face, Gary. That's a good one too. But if I had to pick one, it would be the snake juice episode. But maybe it'll change when I go back and rewatch it.
It might. I mean, there's less of those episodes.
Yeah,
I think that's like for me, things kind of wear old. After a
right.
while, a little bit, even if they're good, they wear out. And like I'm a huge Dexter fan. I love the show Dexter.
Right.
It just went way too long. The last season just garbage. Like, I hate the whole last season of the show. So,
same thing with How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah,
I love that show. The last
thing.
Season was awful.
Yeah.
I think I watched 2 episodes, and I honestly have not seen the finale.
Have you not?
I refuse to.
There's really no point.
Yeah, because everybody's like, all the mother dies, and...
Yeah,
and Teg is with
Robin.
Yeah, see that's how bad. Like it left a sour taste in my mouth.
That's the thing. I love that show. I really followed that show, and like I was watching it when it was actually on.
Yeah, that's the thing. And then
so like it was every week. I was like building up towards it, and for all that for nothing.
All of that from the very first episode of Ted and Robin not getting together to them getting together in the last. So
yeah, and she wasn't even there.
Yeah, she wasn't even a mom. That's the worst part. Like, if they'd have built her up to be the mom,
I
would have been okay, but she's not. But this isn't How Much Mother Talk.
It's variety.
Yeah, well, that's right. We're talking about everything. But
we're about surrounding
it. But it helps because, like, to have, like, different point of views, like you say, well, this, like you said, the office went too long.
For me, it did, yeah.
I get that. Honestly, if I could watch all the way up until Michael leaves, and I think I'd be satisfied if he'd have walked away and gave Pam a hug and it ended.
Yeah.
That'd have been a good send-off.
Which I really like the Michael Scott Paper Company. It's like some of my favorite ones. Those
that's a good...
because that's when Elbow was there. He crawls back into the office.
Actually, that episode was just on Comedy Central Sunday, because that was before the Chucky fiasco. I was watching The Office.
Yeah.
sorry, that was going to bother me. There's a hair on the microphone that's in my face, and it's going to bother me. I think I got it.
You got to wear it around the neck. There's a hair on mine.
I can't, because...
now we're almost done.
Yeah.
It could have been mine. It could have been a beard hair.
Yeah. If it's going to be anybody's beard hair, it's going to be...
Yeah, it's getting up there, isn't it?
Yeah, I started taking this stuff. I was watching this video, and a guy said, take some biotin.
That's a
hair nail, and...
Yeah.
And it works, because my nails grow so fast that it bothers me. And my beard, as you can tell, is thicker and longer. And so I'm growing hair where it was receding before, which is crazy to me. Like, I can feel stubble. So I tried to tell my bald brother to get it. And
yeah, you need a lot of it.
Yeah. I was like, just I take one a day. You should take, like, six.
Do they make it in, like, cream form where you can...
where you can just rub it on there?
Rub it on the head.
I don't think they make biotin in cream. They make Rogaine, though, in cream form.
Yeah, he tried.
Yeah.
I feel like he's sensitive towards it.
He is sensitive towards it. I would be sensitive.
I think like all of you guys have hair.
Except for him, yeah. He said it was a bleaching incident. They dyed his hair really blonde, and then it didn't stick. So when they washed it out, his hair started falling out.
Holy crap.
And it just never grew back.
Jeez.
So I'm like, did you put like straight bleach on it?
I've bleached my hair before at one point. I hate to admit that, but I did one time.
I don't understand that terminology. Why is it called bleaching? Because you don't put bleach on your hair.
Yeah, I didn't actually put bleach on it. I just did really blonde. I guess they called it bleach blonde. So
yeah, okay. I get it now. Okay. But I mean, at the time, when I first heard it, when he said he bleached his hair, I was like, well, why'd you put bleach in your hair? Like,
well, if he did that, it could have caught
me. He may have been. I was living in Florida when all this happened, so all kinds of stuff happened when I was living in Florida. Apparently, West Virginia went to hell.
Did it? They're always there.
Oh, man.
I don't know. So we're going to, here's the thing. We're not going to agree, I don't think. But I have this.
I love both, though. So it's not like, it's not really a debate as much as it is like confirmation.
It is.
Because I love both, but I don't love them equally. If I get on Netflix and it says continue watching Office, continue watching Parks and Rec, I'm going to click on that.
Okay. I've watched The Office more because I watched it earlier on.
Right.
I was hesitant to watch Parks and Rec because of what's the name?
Karen?
No.
Tina Fey.
Nope.
No, that's not
Tina
Fey. Yep. Yeah, I get them. Amy Poehler.
Yep, Amy Poehler. Okay.
I get them.
Yeah, that's how
it is. Because they're both annoying.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then the first six episodes, if you're going to watch Parks and Rec, just know the first six episodes are not very good.
Yeah, she's really heavy in it, and
yeah.
She's really annoying.
And they try to make it way too much about her.
But it's just like The Office. If you could get past the first season.
Yeah, it's not the greatest, but I mean, it is slightly better. Because I think you have the Jim and Pam thing. Kind of keeps you going that.
Yeah, I was the same way. Amy Poehler kind of.
But I stuck with it because I had nothing else to watch. So, and they're only six episodes. It's 20 minutes a piece. It's like a bad movie.
Yeah,
and then
it really is.
And then you're on to the next season.
It's like you're watching Avengers Age of Ultron again. I'm sorry, that one was bad.
You know, it really wasn't great.
We'll discuss that on our top 10 list. I will make a point to make sure that we talk about Age of Ultron and how bad it was.
Well, you brought up Aquaman. Do you want to talk about it?
We can discuss that after we finish our Parks and Rec, because that poster, I don't care what you said, looks awesome.
The poster looks great.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Everything about these people always looks great.
Yeah, it's the producing it.
Unless it's a TV show.
Yeah. Yeah, Arrow and The Flash on CW is awesome. I'm not a big fan of DC Legends of Tomorrow. Maybe if I watched it from the beginning. But main
character... I haven't watched it much.
It's like they take all the side characters from the other other shows and they put them on there and you're like, well, I didn't really like Firestorm, so why do I want an episode based on Firestorm?
It's kind of like they did with the Marvel one on Netflix too. What's that called? The Defenders?
Yeah, The Defenders, yeah.
Which, I'm not a Luke Cage fan. I watched a little bit of it. I couldn't get into it too much.
I heard season two was bad.
Really?
Like brutally bad.
Not good bad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like brutally awful.
Yeah, the first season, kind of like, I got to like episode six, and I was like, this is boring to me. Like, he was unstoppable. There was nobody against him, basically.
Yeah, what's the point?
So I got out of it, which The Punisher was great.
Yeah, the Punisher. Yeah, I was gonna say the Punisher was awesome. Season two, he made season two of Daredevil.
Yeah,
worth watching.
Way better for me, which I really like Daredevil.
I didn't like the first season. I couldn't get into it.
It took me two or three times watching it, the first episode, before I could get past it. Because like, I know he's blind.
Right.
It's hard for me to like that he has these powers. But you know, then again, you gotta think he's superhero, so he just
get
over it. And
but
I got over it. It was pretty cool.
I think he's like, I don't think he is a superhero as much as he's
not
just
really does.
When he's blind, it just makes his other senses.
He's more Batmanish than.
Yeah, I was thinking Arrow, but
then like he's just not rich like them
too. Yeah. Yeah, poor Oliver in the last season lost all his money.
Really? Nah, I'm not. I watched it up to like the season three, and then I quit watching it because I started watching Sons of Anarchy, and then I watched all of Sons of Anarchy and forgot where I was at in Arrow.
That's one show I haven't watched.
Really?
Yeah, everybody says
it's
like
a really good one. Yeah.
I just like my sitcoms. Like, if I'm going to watch a show, I like it to be funny, but, I mean, granted, I watch The Flash and Arrow and stuff, but I like my TV shows funny.
I get that. This is pretty brutal.
Yeah, I was going to say, I like action movies and horror movies, but horror TV shows like American Horror Story, I can get into, and then, like, the Sons of Anarchy. It's not that I don't think it looks good, it's just I don't think it's keep me invested.
You will. But the good thing about Sons of Anarchy, which you don't watch Game of Thrones either, right?
No.
I got my little watcher bring it over here. I got this little jewelry box thing that just plays the Game of Thrones over and over again. Anyway.
It's just worth on HBO, I don't feel like.
It's good. But the good thing about both of those shows is you never know who's going to make it through the next week. Like, main character or not, somebody can just get killed off the show without warning. And that's what's good about it. It keeps you kind of on your toes.
Kind of like the Walking Dead, I guess. But what I don't understand about The Walking Dead, is the guy who created this comic book.
Okay.
So the story arc is based on Old Man Carl.
Right.
Right. They kill him.
Yeah, Scott, who's like 16.
And then now Rick is supposedly going to die in season 9?
Yeah. Which I haven't watched since the end of season 7? I don't think I think all of season 8, but I haven't seen. Is it over? Season 8 over?
Yeah, they're filming season 9 right now.
I haven't seen any of season 8.
Last episode I watched fully was the one where the tiger died.
The tiger died?
My bad.
That's bad.
Whoops. I don't know, like...
I don't plan on... to be honest,
You're not missing anything, honestly. Once the tiger died, I was like, that was stupid.
That's not about that show. Like, except, like, Sons of Anarchy, that show. Sons of Anarchy would kill off a main character. No, The Walking Dead doesn't. Hardly ever.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Carl, whatever, that's fine. Glenn... I don't really think Glenn being that long, just some pizza delivery guy, I don't really think that's a huge deal to me. Like, a lot of people took it pretty hard. I was more
offended by Abe.
Yeah, me, Abraham, man, I was like, oh, no. Because, like, Glenn got it first, right?
No, Abraham got it first.
That's right, yeah.
And that's what, like, on the cliffhanger, everybody's like, oh, well, who does he kill? And I was like, it's Abe. And they're like, it's not Abe. I was like, okay.
It clearly seems
like I was like, okay, if you're Negan... And everybody's cowering down to you.
Yeah.
And the only guy that sits up to you, you're going to take him out. Because everybody else is going to cower.
Yeah. And you knew it was going to be him.
Yeah.
But yeah, they just didn't. They, like, the main character usually lives. They'd introduce somebody new. Like, well, everybody.
Yeah.
It's like a horror movie, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, here comes the new guy. He's about to die. So, I don't know.
And I'm not, because I'm not racist, you know that. But
right.
if a black person is on The Walking Dead, you could just assume they're going to die. They don't make it. If you go back, there's a whole theory on YouTube, you could watch it. It's once they get more than two, one of them dies.
Horrible.
I know.
True,
like when Tyrese Morgan Michonne were all on the show, Tyrese was gone.
We gotta go.
And then when they brought in Noah, then Noah left.
Yeah, he got brutal too.
Yeah, he got one of the worst ones.
The door, didn't
yeah,
he? The revolving door.
And then they're like ripping him apart.
Oh,
yeah, he got one of the worst ones. But that's another episode we could do is just based on why The Walking Dead sucks now.
We could.
Yeah. I mean, we have plenty of firepower.
Yeah, I won't watch into it any further in case you do that. But.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the thing, though, is like for us to do that, we're probably going to have to catch up.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch season 8. Because the last thing that I saw which I think was in season 7, was the girl who came in, she turned into a zombie and then came in the casket or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Was Sasha?
Sasha, yeah.
Yeah. That's the last thing I saw.
Yeah, because they had more than two black people. So she
I'm
not trying, but there is a whole theory. I got to show you that episode of The Office, but I'll send you the link. This guy, like, I mean, it goes into full detail, and you can go back all the way, like, each episode. Like, oh, well, this, they had another black guy in a few episodes. One of these guys is going to die. And he does.
Wasn't it a black guy, one of the first ones to die on the show? On the, no. That was the guy that starts it with him.
Morgan.
No, the bald one.
That's Morgan.
T-Dog or something?
Oh, T-Dog, yeah. He was the first one to go when they added him. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, he started the trend, poor T-Dog. Which, that's a racist name.
T-Dog it is.
Yeah, we got a black guy that's calling him T-Dog, because he's not even in the comics.
And even, like, Merle, right? That was his name?
Yeah, Merle. Yeah.
Okay, whenever he dies when they come back, like, an arm. Like, you think he's gone, and he's not. He's fine. He just got tied to a roof with, like, zombies around.
Yeah, and he saws his hand off and survives.
And then he has a cool arm he comes back with.
He does. And it almost helped him out when he was zombified. He almost killed the governor with it.
Yeah.
No, it was Daryl. He almost killed Daryl with it.
Daryl
had to push him away.
Yeah, Daryl's well. He's never going to die
on there. Yeah, he can now. If they kill off Rick and Carl, who else is going to tell the story? And then I don't want to spoil anything, but they sent Morgan to Fear of the Walking Dead and try to boost the ratings there.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw something about that, which I've never even turned that on.
Yeah, there's no point. I think I watched the first season and I was like, I don't really like this. And then when I heard that they were bringing in a Walking Dead character, I thought they're reviving AIDS because they're in Mexico, so it makes sense that they can go through Texas where AIDS started.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, okay, they can intertwine with it. And then that was Morgan.
Talk about one of my favorite shows of a series was the one where AIDS kicks the crap out of dude. Moloch dude.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
Yep.
Yeah, that's one of
my favorite ones.
When he hits him and his head comes off the fire truck. And he's like, bam! That was a 3 hits. So he takes one to the face, hits the fire truck, and then
it's like you're just waiting on that guy to get hit.
Like, I thought he was dead. Like, I thought when he hit him, because he hit, bam! Then flat on his face. But yeah, he's dead.
Well, there we go. We did 20 minutes on The Walking Dead somehow.
Yeah, I don't know. How did we segue into The Walking Dead? Maybe we could rewind it. I'm not gonna mess with this. This is all new to me. I'm usually the co-host, and now we're doing it together.
I think the problem is we thought with the Parks and Rec and The Office thing, we thought we could come to some sort of conclusion, but we like both shows.
Yeah,
it's hard to be mean to either show.
It really is.
You know?
We could say like the first season of Parks and Rec was not that good because it was all based on Amy Poehler.
Yeah.
And then the last two seasons of The Office was all bad.
Okay.
No, it wasn't all bad.
And see, that's the thing. That's where I'm at now. Is like, to me, it's going downhill, but it's just hitting this episode. Some episodes are still really funny, but there are some episodes where I'm like, I find myself not really paying attention.
Like,
they're just, they're okay.
Like Robert California.
Yeah.
I hate that guy.
The guy that I was thinking of. I couldn't remember his actual name.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I can't think of his name. He's a big-time actor, but I hated him.
Yeah, but he never rubbed me the right way either. Like,
and I think it was because the first episode I saw him in was the interview.
Yeah.
And then he talks Ray Romano.
Oh, yeah.
Tells him how bad it is. And he comes in and does a bad interview. And then he comes in like, maybe I was wrong. And he ends up getting the job.
Okay, yeah. So we can just do this real quick. We could do, you think Michael Scott's better than SWAT?
Right.
Okay.
Just by hair, though.
Right.
I think it's because of his hair.
I think just slightly. Yeah,
he's got.
And he can drink like nobody's business.
Yeah, Michael can't drink.
He does. So I give the bump wrong slightly. So who's the second best on The Office?
I'm a Dwight person. I love Dwight.
Just
so
Dwight a little bit.
Yeah. So it would be Dwight versus Andy.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's tough.
That is tough.
Now if you had said Andy versus Jim, I probably would have picked Andy, but Andy and Dwight, I don't know. I'm going to give another nudge to The Office just by hair. I'm going to give it to Dwight.
And I think that's where we're just slightly off, because I'm giving this nudge to Andy. It's like, those two, I think, are better than the top two. Right? But there is no real third place on Parks.
If I had to pick one, it would probably be Ben.
Yeah, probably.
So then I would definitely get the edge to Jim over Ben.
Yeah,
over Ben. And not by a hair. I'm talking about like a...
Oh, yeah. Pretty good big
margin. Yeah, big margin.
And then the supporting cast is pretty close. But there are people in the office that... Like, Kevin Mellon really thinks that.
Yeah,
funny.
Kevin,
he,
yeah.
Meredith's not that funny to me.
No, but I hate
Meredith. You never hear for Angela a whole lot.
I like Creed, though.
Creed's good.
Like,
yeah.
He always comes in at the, like, the best time.
Yeah.
Like, one of my favorite things with him is he tries to do his New Year's resolutions, and he wants to do a cartwheel. And then Aaron does a cartwheel.
Yeah.
And she's like, I did it. I did a cartwheel. And he's like, oh, phew. And, like, bleeds him out. I was like, that's pretty awesome. But, supporting cast, that's going to be tough.
We need to take a vote, though. We need to get people to...
Yeah, we. That's what we need to do is get on Facebook. We need to take a poll. Office or Parks and Rec. Which, but I feel like the office
gonna win.
Yeah, because it has that cult following.
It does. It was more. I guess it was more mainstream. I don't know. Like,
and I don't know how they're both on NBC. Like,
yeah.
that's just crazy to me.
I maybe just timing a few years earlier.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but
because honestly, I hadn't even heard of Parks and Rec until you had sent me.
I mean, I had heard of it, but I didn't even think about watching it. I didn't know what it was. You know, it looks kind of silly. Like, I didn't know it's real similar to The Office. Actually, if you haven't seen it.
Yeah,
kind of
it's
set up
really
the same kind of way. And
they're basically in an office.
Yeah. And
the Parks and Recreation's office.
Right. If you like Chris Pratt, you'll like it.
Yeah.
I mean.
And then if you like Amy Poehler, you're one of millions. But she actually won season one. Like,
that's the thing. She did do pretty well when she got on. But,
like
I didn't find her that funny, but she wasn't super annoying.
Right. Like, I loved her when she was the city manager.
Yeah.
I loved that.
Yeah.
That whole story arc into her becoming the city manager was great because you didn't think she was going to win. And they brought Paul Rudd in. They brought, like, a high price.
Yeah. That was really fun.
Because I remember that. I remember everybody said when Paul Rudd signed the deal with NBC, everybody thought he was going to be the new boss of The Office.
Oh, okay.
And he ended up being on Parks and Rec. Because I remember that, because I was like, Paul Rudd on The Office. I was like, I think I could watch that, because I like Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
I mean, I always liked Paul Rudd, but when I watched Ant-Man,
yeah,
I really liked Paul Rudd.
He really surprised me.
Yeah, he killed that role. He really...
I was kind of interested in watching the movie, but he did it.
Yeah, he made that movie, and then he was awesome in Civil War.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
His introduction in the Civil War was probably the best introduction.
Yeah.
I don't know, Spider-Man's introduction, like, may have talked to him, but... It was pretty awesome. And then the Giant Man in Civil War was pretty cool.
We'll definitely,
because I think it's in Book Wars.
It's online.
Pretty sure it's in mine. No. I put Winter Soldier. I like Winter Soldier better than Civil War.
I like Winter Soldier. I still like it better. So I didn't want to see Captain America. Which you forget, Captain America. We forget that's a Captain America movie. It's more like an Avengers movie.
Yeah. I think that's the reasoning behind mine. Was like, well, I got the first Avengers in there. I don't want Civil War in there because it's basically an Avengers movie.
Yeah, for me, I could have put a lot of Avengers movies.
Have you seen Infinity War?
Yes.
Yeah.
It didn't make it.
Yeah, I think it did mine.
It did.
I think it squeaked in at 9.
Yeah.
But I'm probably going to have to redo it because you consider Crow a superhero movie.
I didn't at first, but I was looking through a list of superhero movies. I was like, I've seen so many, I know I'm going to forget.
Yeah.
So I was looking through, and I'm like, oh my God, everybody considers the pro a superhero. I guess it is. So
I'm going to have to like redo it because I forgot about one that I loved when I was a kid, and as cheesy as it is, still love it to this day, Spawn.
I was
going to
say the same thing.
Right?
In like 2 seconds.
It is cheesy as hell.
No, I loved it.
But I loved it.
Yeah, I waited for a sequel forever.
And I think McFarlane, it's not technically a sequel.
Yeah,
I think
right.
It's like a redo.
That's fine. We can start all over. I don't care. I just want more.
I mean, with today's technology, imagine how awesome that Spawn movie is going to be. Because McFarlane, not only is he writing it, he's producing and directing it. So you know it's all going to be his thing. And
So when we wrap this up, though, when we do, are we going to be able to see who won the home run
derby? I don't know. I was actually gonna turn my Xfinity stream on and have it playing in the background with no, so I could check. But I completely forgot about it because this hour has kind of like flown by. And
it did.
Didn't realize we've been talking for an hour.
We got Kyle Schwarber beat Alex Bregman.
See, that was
in the first round.
Like Bregman,
yeah,
I like him, but I don't think he's like 5'10". and like 190 pounds. He's not your typical home run derby. Yeah, I was going to say, and he's going against like 6'3", 250 pounds.
He's gotten pretty jacked up now.
That's another guy. Like, same thing with, I have to hate the Cubs because I love the Pirates.
Right.
But I like Rizzo, and I like Schwarber.
Yeah.
And I like Baez, and I like Chris Bryant. They're just, they're just high class, you know.
Yeah.
If you watch the Rizzo slide that was against the Pirates, it was dirty as hell. And it almost changed my opinion to him.
Yeah.
But I was like, Rizzo really is a good guy. I don't think he intended to hurt, but he did go out of his way. But
yeah.
I don't think his intentions was to hurt Diaz.
Probably not. I mean, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
Right. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt because Rizzo is such a high-class guy. Everybody talks high about him. I think he went to break up the play, and which would make it a dirty play.
Right.
But I don't think he had the intention to hurt Diaz.
No, I don't think
so. Because that doesn't seem like a Rizzo-type play. That seems like a Bryce Harper-type play.
When your own teammate chokes you.
You know you're an asshole.
Yep.
when your own teammate chokes you, you know you're an asshole. Because he didn't run out of pop-up? Is that what it was?
You know, I never even figured out why he got choked. I just saw that.
I
want to
say
like he did something. But
I want to say it was he didn't.
It was the pitcher, right?
It was Papelbon.
Yeah, Papelbon.
Yeah. And he didn't. And I remember him coming to the dugout, and I want to say it was because he didn't run out of pop-up. I could be wrong. Somebody might correct me on it if anybody's listening. I mean, hopefully this episode doesn't get deleted because I feel like we've had a good flow. And it's a lot better than I thought was going to happen in our first episode. I thought we were going to talk over each other.
No, it worked really well, actually. Like you said, it's been an hour. That's crazy.
So right now, Reese Hoskins. Actually, I think I say his name wrong. I think it's... No, it is Reese Hoskins. Because I thought it was Bryce Hoskins.
Right.
Hoskins. But he won in the first round. He was an 8 seed beating a 1 seed, 17-12. And we had Schwarber. Brayden did a lot better than I thought he was.
Yeah, he knew it.
Baez advanced. And right now we're doing Freddie Freeman versus Bryce Harper. So two Cubbies in the second round.
That's good. Our odds are...
Yeah, your odds are really
odds
good.
Are increasing.
Who was mine? Dark Horse. Oh, it was Aguilar. So either way, I was going to win or lose that one. I didn't know the bracketing. I didn't.
No,
so.
I didn't either. I didn't look at it that deep.
I just saw who was in it. I would have never guessed Hoskins was going to be an 8 seed. But I think it went by home run totals. And I know that Aguilar leads the MLB in home runs at 24.
Yeah.
And then I think Muncy is second for 22. Max Muncy.
He lost in first. I think he's a Dodgers rookie.
Yeah, they came out of nowhere. It seems like any Dodgers rookie just comes out of nowhere. Like last year was Bellinger.
Yeah.
And the year before that was Jock Peterson. Kershaw, man. He kind of fell off. You don't like Kershaw?
No, I like Kershaw. I think he gets a bad rap, actually.
You know who I don't like, though? Bumgarner.
Yeah, I don't like Yu Darvish. He's a Cub.
I forgot about that.
He really fell off.
Y'all let go of Arrieta for Yu Darvish. It hasn't really worked out for him.
I think he's been hurt half the time.
But Arrieta's been solid for the Phillies. He hasn't been the ace that he was for the Cubs, but he's been solid. But
he's a good rotation. No reason to give
him up. If you take away Aaron Nola's stats, he looks a lot better. But Aaron Nola being 12-1, 12-2, so it kind of makes it like, Arrieta's 8-4. That's awful. It only looks awful because of I don't think one Pirates starter has a winning record. So if we're only one game under 500, they've won six in a row.
Really?
Yeah, 1-6 of the row, 8 of the last 9.
We've been hot lately, too.
We actually took 5 from the Brewers. It was a 4-game series, but we had a doubleheader.
Oh, wow.
In one of those games, so it was a 5-game series, and we swept a 5-game sweep over the Brewers who were in first place.
Nice.
So, you should be thinking.
Sure, we're still coming up, so.
We're still 1 game under 500. I think we're like 9 away from anybody. The Cardinals fired Mike Matheny.
Yeah.
Now, apparently, if you get swept by the Reds, it makes you look really bad.
Reds are basically a AAA team.
My brother, who is a huge Reds fan, calls them the farm system of the MLB because they trade away all their stores. Everybody
they do. They do. They're supposed to rebuild with those people.
Yeah, and they're not.
They just don't do it.
Votto, I think, is the only like Red that I know. Well, I know Tucker Barnhart just because he won a Gold Glove last year.
Yeah.
But other than Votto, I don't really know a Red. Well, Hamilton.
Still red.
Yeah, his .219 batting average is still around that major leagues just because he's a Gold Glove center fielder.
Yeah, we'll do the same thing with Hayward.
Yeah.
He had a pretty bad batting season last year, but
yeah,
he played defense.
Defense wins championships, right?
We needed him there. But she picked it up this year.
So basically, we're just going to try to do a poll to see who they think, because there's no way that we're going to be able to debate it because we both love the show. So what we had to have done is take a show that you love that I hate.
Yeah.
And a show that I love that you hate. And then we debate them.
We can try that. We've got to find that. It'll be harder to do.
It'd be harder to do because.
And it has to be a show that you watched all the way through.
Yeah, exactly.
That you watched and hated. And kept watching.
That's gonna be hard. Like, if you make me like, oh, wow, I love this show. You watch it, and you force me to watch 8 seasons, and it's terrible. I'm probably not gonna have a podcast. Like, if I wasted 8 seasons on a terrible show. There was one show that you tried to get me to watch that I actually watched a couple of episodes of, and I really liked. I always remember him from Jurassic Park 3. He was the dad in Jurassic Park 3. And he's like a terrible dad in this TV show. And he's like a drunk.
You talking about Shane?
Yeah, I watched a couple of episodes with my brother the other day. I was like,
it's good.
Not bad. Yeah. I might have to start this one.
Yeah, I'm caught up on it now. I got the actual ones to come out again.
And it's got the guy from Reba. I can't think of his name. But you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, he's in it. And Emma Rawson, is that her name?
Yeah, she's
beautiful.
Yeah, she's great.
That's one thing we could have done is compared to women in Parks and Rec and The Office, but
really?
It's hard to. But it's hard to. Personality-wise, I'd have to go with any of them on Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
Except, because Pam tells dad jokes, and that annoys the crap out of me.
Yeah, she is kind of like, except for the one where the dude tells her, because he didn't call her back because she was nerdy or whatever.
And she's dressed up as
Olive Oil.
Yeah. Almost a Betty Boop. Who's Betty Boop? I know. Yeah. You have black hair.
Yeah.
You can see where I got confused. Yeah, and then Jim finally dresses up as
Popeye.
Yeah, at the end of the episode. But I can tell you who I dislike. I dislike Meredith.
Yeah.
And Angela.
Yep.
Angela.
Yep. And Phil.
And Phyllis didn't bother me.
Never.
I saw her on Bad Teacher. I forgot she was in that movie.
Oh, yeah, I didn't
with Cameron Diaz. Yeah, with Cameron Diaz. Yeah, she's the. She plays like almost the identical character as Phyllis, except she's like more nerdy. Yeah, you'd have to watch it because like.
I've seen it once.
It was
just
once. Yeah, it's not a good movie, but. My dad was watching it the other day, and he loves Cameron Diaz. I don't get it.
I don't get it. Hmm.
She says that I call it a shovel face. It looks like, and I'm not trying to be mean, but it looks like somebody hit her right in the face with a shovel.
Right. Butter face.
Yeah. And she doesn't have a great body either.
Yeah,
I really hate that I'm subjecting women, but.
Yeah, this is what it turned into, right?
Yeah, so I'm going to.
We were like, let's compare them. Let's just bash all the women.
I was comparing their personalities, but there's not one that I really, other than Karen on The Office and then Anne, I love her personality on there. And April?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love April.
Yeah, April's great. Yeah, if we pick one out of the two shows.
Yeah, if I had to pick one.
Yeah.
If I had to pick one male from both shows, I'm going to pick, probably going to pick Dwight. And one female is probably going to be April.
I was wrong
on April. It's just because the women on The Office, it's like they were portrayed to be that annoying and that obnoxious. To make to make Michael stand out. But the episode, they both have a Flasher episode, don't they?
Yeah, I think they do, actually. Yeah, I know the one flash is Phyllis from the office.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Somebody does do flash in parks, I think.
Nah, I'd have to get back on my other one. Because I've only watched it one time where I've seen The Office like 5 times.
I haven't seen Parks and Rec.
I'm going to have to go back and rewatch it, because especially if we're going to do a poll, I kind of want to feel like I'd be more prepared.
Yeah.
Because I only watched it once, and it's not like, oh, I can never watch that again. It's just, it's hard not to choose The Office. It's not.
I understand.
But
we put the poll up. People are going to do it. They're probably going to do Office. But I want reasons, people.
Yeah, we can't just click The Office. We want to know why.
We want to know why.
And I think it's just that cult following is always just going to take The Office. I don't think the Parks and Rec had that same cult following, and it deserves one.
Yeah, which in the long term, it might. You know, I haven't seen a lot of shows or TV or movies.
Yeah, I think The Office.
Cult following,
yeah, I think The Office was removed like 5 years before.
Yeah.
It started really getting big, and then now Parks, I think, it might be the 50-year anniversary coming up.
Yeah.
So maybe it'll start getting this cult following. But see, I had these notes.
I think you've done pretty well.
I did, yeah. I think I hit a lot of the points on the notes, and I'm going to get home and I'm seeing those. I'm like, nope, didn't say that. Didn't say that. Nope.
Incorrectly. You can bring it back up.
But it's been a good podcast so far, I think.
Yeah. I guess we did quite well. We done, what, an hour and 15?
Yeah, I mean, we could cut it short. We could go the whole 2, but I think the meatloaf's done upstairs.
Yeah, Grandma, I'm coming.
Yeah, Mom, gosh.
Oh, yeah, it's your mom.
Yeah, yeah. See, now you just ruined the whole joke and mixed up my grandma and mom. If they're one and the same, though. If you knew either of them, they're one and the same person. That's why they don't get along.
Oh, gosh. I'm not bashing them,
but that's like the one thing you don't say to either of them. Oh, you're just like my mom, or you're just like my mom. You know, like that. Paisley doesn't like when I tell her she's just like her mother. Because she's just like her mother. Speaking of which, maybe.
We got an ending to this thing yet? Do we have a way we're going to sign out of this podcast?
I was going to do the Bill and Ted files, but I can't remember.
We came up prepared.
We really did. But we hit the ground running, though.
Well, you know, we can just tell everybody to be excellent to each other.
Yeah. Just be excellent to each other. Yeah. We can do that. But we're going to talk about our send-off before we even do the send-off, so they'll know what our send-off is going to be. So
whisper it.
Yeah. But so next week we have our top 10 superheroes list. We already did it. We showed each other our list.
Yeah.
But I'm probably gonna have to redo mine. So mine maybe a little.
I'm gonna
say mine maybe a little different next week. So we'll talk about that. We'll cover movies, TV shows, no politics. Maybe have another argument with The Office and Parks and Rec, because I'm sure I missed some of my notes.
Yeah, I'm with you. Let's get it going again next week.
Yeah. Anything you want to say before we sign off?
Be excellent to each other.
Absolutely. Keep it real, guys.